Chair Perry?
Here.
Senator Wright?
Yes, here.
Senator Baxley?
Here.
Senator Bracey? Senator Gaynor?
Here.
Senator Pizzo?
Here.
Senator Rodriguez?
Here.
Senator Torres?
Yep.
Quorum's present.
Thank you. Members, please silence any electronic devices. And members in the audience, if you wish to speak, please fill out a form. So we're going to go ahead and get started right away. We're going to start with tab one, SB 226, Care for Retired Law Enforcement Dogs, by Senator Powell and Burgess. And Senator Burgess, you are going to present the bill. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, great to be here. And I'm thankful to Senator Powell, who's the original introducer of this, to trust me to present this for its first stop in his absence. So this bill creates the Care for Retired Law Enforcement Dogs program, which provides a stable funding source and reimbursement mechanism for handlers and adopters of retired law enforcement dogs and their veterinary services. The program will provide reimbursements for up to $1,500 of annual veterinary costs associated with caring for a retired law enforcement dog by the former handler or adopter who incurs the cost. The bill does include a $300,000 recurring appropriation in general revenue for these funds, and the program will be managed by a not-for-profit corporation through a contractual agreement with FDLE. That's the bill.
Thank you. Members, questions? Any questions on the bill? We do have a couple of appearance cards. Kate McFall with the Humane Society of the United States is waving in support. Is that right? Yes, thank you. Matt Dunnigan is waving in support too. Got it? Great, thank you so much. All right, members, debate. Any debate? Senator Pizzo.
Thank you. If the bill sponsor knows, or maybe it's a staff question, if for some reason it's not fully funded or appropriated, can it be partially? If for some reason $300,000 is unavailable or not made available, is the bill in total not?
You're recognized.
I defer to staff on that, Mr. Chair. They know the answer.
Mr. Chairman, I believe certainly we could work with Department of Law Enforcement and figure out if there's a funding level that's appropriate to meet the needs of the bill. That's something that could be worked out further down the line.
All right, cool. I can't imagine anyone would not want to appropriately fund this bill.
Won't be a problem in our committee. Any other debate?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Thank
Senator Wright?
Thank you. I just want to compliment you and Senator Powell. This is a great bill. The average law enforcement dog retires around year 9. They live generally to being 11 years old. And they live with the families that they have been partnered with all those years. So this has been a burden on our law enforcement officers because they all of a sudden have to take care of these dogs out of their own pocket, yep, even though they've been serving their community for years. So I think it's a great bill, and I'm certainly going to support it. Thank you for being part of it.
Senator Torres.
Mr. Chair, have we ever had canines up here to look at them and see how they really are and with their handlers?
We've had them in this committee.
Have we? Well, I haven't been here when they've been here, but it would be nice to have the canines come up here, you know, next when we come back in January, we'd come by and say hello.
Briar Rose agrees.
Further debate? You're recognized to close.
Thank you. It's really special to me. You know, I have a mountain of a man, a law enforcement officer back in Zephyr Hills that lost his canine in the line of duty. So a little different situation, but, you know, I've seen the impact and the bond, and these are real true blue law enforcement officers in the form of a canine, and they're pretty incredible, and this is a great way that we can support them for all they've done for us. And that's the bill.
Haley, please call the roll on SB 226.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Bracey? Senator Gaynor?
Yeah.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Chair Perry?
Yes, and by your vote, so SB 226 is reported favorably. Thank you. Now I'm going to turn the chair over to Senator Wright. You are recognized, or you're recognized to be the chair.
Hello, thank you very much. Let's take up tab two, ladies and gentlemen, a CS for SB 342 on Juvenile Diversion Program Expunction by Senator Perry. Senator Perry, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, members. And I think most of us are pretty familiar with this bill. This is the bill that we passed unanimously out of here. There was a couple of one issue that the governor's office had, and we've corrected that. So what this does is allows for an expungement of a juvenile after they complete a diversionary program. The caveat is we've taken out or added in that forcible felonies are not allowed in this, and that is the difference between this bill and last year's bill, and that is it.
Thank you, Senator Perry. Are there any questions of the senator on this bill? Seeing none, there are appearance forms. Looks like all the Santa letters that are going, there's so many here. So there's a lot of them here. Okay, on SB 342, we have George Camiso. Am I saying that correctly? Registered lobbyist, Florida Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, waiving in support. Dawn Stewart, waiving in support. There you go. Florida PTA. Thank you. Nick Miller, AMI Kids. Thank you, sir. Waving in support. Let's see. C. Murphy, Saria? Am I saying that right? Chelsea, excuse me. Okay, Chelsea, right or crime? Was that?
I'm also currently a doctor. Chelsea, yeah. Murphy, right on crime.
Woman after my own heart, right like a doctor. Thank you. Writing in support, waving support. Karen Woodle, Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy. Waving in support. All right. Ed Chase, Palm Beach County. All right, sir. Waving in support. Frank Mernick. Excuse me, Florida Network of Youth and Family Services. He shows here waving in support. Pamela Fort, NAACP, Florida State Conference. Where did these forms come from? Okay, waving in support. Yep. And let's see, Candace Brower for Public Interest Law Section.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Candace. Okay. You're in here twice. You're making sure I hear it. Okay, thank you. Okay, Philip Sutterman. Thank you, sir. Christian Miner. Thank you very much, sir. Jim Hill. Jim Hill. Let's see, Youth Opportunity Investments, Inc. Waving in support. Linda Durrance, Henry Riddle White Foundation, is that right? Rilla, waving in support. Okay, Dale Thompson, waving in support. Denise Reed, waving in support. This reminds me of when we were doing it at the Tucker Center. People brought him in by the hand, truckload. Michael Cottrell, waving in support. Are these people all related to you, Senator Perry?
Hey.
Vicki Wynich, waving in support. These are all filled out by the same person. Jody Stevens, waving in support. Handwriting's all identical. Dr. Dwayne Clark, I'm appearing without compensation or sponsorship. Are you wanting to speak? No. Matt Dunnigan, where is that rascal? Good to see you, Matt. Thank you very much. Okay, Nisha Rose Hines. There we go. Thank you very much. Ida Escamante. There she is. Thank you, Ida. Carrie Boyd, waving in support. Megan Tursky. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Oh, look at this. There's even pronunciation here. Anne Salamone. There you go. Thank you so much. Well, that was fun. Okay. Is there any debate on the bill?
Chair.
Yes, sir. Senator Pizzo.
Senator Perry, thanks. Chair Perry, thanks again for bringing this very, very, very good bill, and I expect it to unanimously swim through the Senate. If you can address in your closing anticipate any issues in the House at all, or how's it moving along over there, if you would?
You're recognized. You want to do it in closing? Okay. Any other debate? Seeing none, Senator Perry, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There is one issue that we're going through right now. We just tried to meet with Representative Smith on one verbiage that he has that we're going to get done. Hopefully this afternoon we'll meet and go over that. So pretty confident we're getting rid of that. But I do want to thank everybody. You know, it's a great team effort to see so much support for this bill. And, you know, look, Tallahassee, we have to have perseverance and keep pressing along. Don't get discouraged on it. So we got it. We understand there were some issues last year. We'll get it across the finish line. And, again, thanks for everybody on the committee's support and for all the people who came out today and filled out a card. And with that, ask for your support.
All right, Senator Perry. Haley, will you please call the roll on CS for SB 342?
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Bracey?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
And by your vote, CS for SB 342 is reported favorably. All right, committee, we have team tab 3. We'll be taking that up next. CS for SB 344 on public records, non-judicial record of the arrest of a minor by Senator Perry. Senator Perry, you're recognized.
Thank you, and this is the bill that's attached to the bill we just talked about in the past that allows for a public records exemption, and that is the bill.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions of the bill? Okay, I hate to ask if there's any public forums on this bill, but I will. Okay, let's see. We've got a few of them. Dawn Stewart? There you go, Dawn. Karen Whittle? Whittle? Waving in support. Ed Chase? Thank you, sir. Frank Mayernick? Wasn't here before. Waving in support. Candace Brower for public interest. Thank you, Candace. Don't sit down. All right. Thank you, dear. Thank you. Philip Suderman. Thank you, sir. Christian Miner. Thank you, sir. Matt Dunnigan. Thank you, Matt. Ida Escamani. Thank you very much, Ida. Christy Arnold. Waving in support. And Carrie Boyd. Carrie Boyd. All right. Thank you very much. Do we have any debate on this bill? Anyone wish to debate? No? Okay. Senator Perry, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Same thing. Thank you for your support.
All right. Having closed on his bill, Haley, please call the roll and see us for SB 344.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Bracey?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor? Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
And by your vote, CS for SB 344 is reported favorably. And now we'll turn the mic back over in the chair to Senator Perry.
Thank you for that. That was a short meeting. Good thing. Any senator wishing to be recorded as a vote on any bills they missed? Without objection, show that. So we won't be meeting again until when session starts next in January. So we have a really busy schedule coming up when we get started back up here. So we look forward to working with everybody. Look forward to everybody having a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas. And thank you for staff for everything y'all have done so far. And we got to, like I say, we'll have a busy time when we get back up here. So without any further business, Senator Bracey moves that we adjourn.